Thank you so very much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure to take a mind along for a fun little ride. And I know for one that I tend to enjoy melting minds. So why don't we take some time to melt yours and mine into a puddle? Though, to be honest, I think I'll be staying a little bit more cohesive than you will. After all, it's pretty easy to let yourself fall to pieces when a voice as soft and sweet as mine is wrapped up around you. I know that I tend to enjoy having sweet nothings whispered into my mind. It's quite delightful, I'm sure you know, to let yourself be pulled this way to and fro as things begin to break apart and things start and finish and all about until part by part and piece by piece and bit by bit you find yourself at peace, relaxed, and calm, knowing that if anything does happen throughout this file, it should call for your attention. Or if there's anything you're not enjoying, you can always step away and come back or leave it as it was. I like to leave that in your hands so that you can enjoy yourself right here and right now. Good. That's it. Get comfy. Get cozy. Give yourself an opportunity to listen and let go. The longer that you flow, the more that you'll know what it's like to be molded and shaped into so many wonderful things. So why don't we depart together today as I take your mind instead and we walk instead into your head. Down and in. Out and through. It's really quite simple to go to the dreamscape. All one needs to do is listen and follow, and before you know it, you'll fall through the world, just like Alice did. Not too hard, really, to go to Wonderland when you get a push from behind and someone shoves you so deep. As you fall and you plummet out of the world, as the world pulls up and around and twists and breaks, up, around, down and out and in and through and all around you, until your mind is just a puddle. A puddle of concepts and possibilities, realities, and, oh, so many potentials. It's honestly just an ordinary day in the world we're about to step into. At least on the surface level, things are rather normal. Feel yourself warping, twisting, pink liquid dripping, popping, bubbling, drizzling down like syrup, and all around until you're engulfed in it. And then, with a gentle slink, flick. You're conscious of walking through the door into an innocuous apartment that you know for sure is your own, looking for your partner, a sweet, delightful girl. Oh, you are, I'm sure, looking forward to seeing after another long day of surviving. Ah, you smile brightly, seeing her silhouetted, peeking out the window and turning to face you. And you're caught off guard, to say the least. She's wearing pink lipstick, of all things, that seems to shine and shimmer as though her lips were glossed in candy. It's that stupid makeup. She's actually wearing it? You're surprised. She never was the sort for pink lipstick. Well, I mean, makeup, honestly. Her short haircut belays that sort of information to any who might see her on a general day, and yet today she's wearing a really short, tight pencil skirt and, oh goodness, a blouse? This is really, really unusual for her. She smiles broadly at you.
Oh, hey babe, it's nice to see you.
You're surprised. She's bubbly. Normally, she's a little bit more reserved.
Are you okay? You ask.
She grins violently, scratching behind her head for a moment in an awkward position seen so many times in so many shows.
Well, yeah, of course I'm fine. I just taking it easy today, you know? I had the day off, so I figured I would just enjoy myself. I was hanging out with my one friend earlier, and we had a lot of fun. But honestly, after all those adventures, I wanted to come back here and, well, you know, we haven't indulged in each other this week, and I think it's high time we fix that.
You blush as she advances on you, her smile framed by that sugary pink lipstick. Sugar Surprise. What a childish name for a makeup brand. Sounds like something that you would give to a toddler, not something that so many young women seem to be indulging in these days. And yet it has this scent to it. Powerful. Sugary. Like a confection. as she leans against you, hands finding purchase. You blush profusely. This is very forward for her. Not that she wasn't dominant before, but like this? Thrusting her chest up against you, you can feel her heart thrumming as she guides you, pulling you behind her, whipping around back towards the living room, and then plopping down onto a couch, lounging out and offering you a place, sensually beside her. This is very unusual, but something so alluring about her behavior. Something about that scent that makes you want to get a taste. No, not a taste. You just want to sit with your girlfriend, and maybe it'll turn into something more, like she was saying, you know. And you find yourself beside her, the aroma wafting up, her lips glinting in the light. As she reaches up a fingered hand, you notice that she's put on nail polish to match the lipstick. That's really out of care. The nail tips brush up your throat, up the side of your head as she reaches up behind you and guides you down, down, pulling you to kiss her on the lips. And it's as though someone let loose pink syrup into your mind. Pungent, powerful, intense, and overwhelming, it flows in through your nostrils, your lips glimmering, shimmering, melting together. Sensual kiss after sensual kiss, lost in pink and bliss. Your mind fills with the intense pungence of the smell. It's as though someone had given you a sugar rush of pleasure and erotic joy. Making out with her, you're gone, lost in it. Not a single thought anymore in your head. It's as though every time that any attempted to form, just pink syrup dripped out instead. Until all you can feel is pink pleasure and pink bliss. Your thoughts torn this way and that. And then gently melting into syrup, dripping, dripping until your mind is just pink, pink, pink. You can feel it on your lips, the faint crystalline structure of the sugary, delicious lipstick. Oh, it feels so good, and every kiss seems to bring more and more and more, until you're laughing with joy as you pull back for a breath, and then dancing back in. It turns to quite the feverish session, hands fly across as she grabs at your clothes, all the while smiling, giggling, and teasing you along. That's it. Get another taste. I know you want to. Please. And before you know it, the two of you are naked, bodies thrumming along together, pink lipstick on you. And you want more. It tastes so good. Your brain is so empty. It's as though someone had dipped it in syrup. Catching a glimpse of yourself in the reflection of the turned-off TV, you can see the pink almost glowing on her and you, and you want some. And it's as though she knows, as though she could feel the desire, the pull, the want, the need all at once as her hand slides down below to pull it out. You stare emptily at it, as though someone had uncorked the power of the sun. It's blinding, it's too much. She uncaps it, and the world is that pink, glittering tip of that lipstick. As she lifts your chin up and she climbs to her knees in front of you, you can't help but follow the focus of the pink, pink, pink lipstick. She sways it back and forth before you. Your nostrils flare. The scent is so strong, it's vibrant, as though everything else in the world was gray, except for the highlighter fluid pink that is that lipstick. It is everything. It is all you could ever want. It is so utterly enthralling. And yet, back and forth she sways it, letting the aroma hit your nostrils, the pink focus your eyes, as she whispers to you what a good, sweet little ditz you are, so mindless and blank, unable to think. Aw, that's it. Just let all those silly thoughts get out of your head. I know I felt way better after I let go of mine. Doesn't it feel nice to just let that pink push it right out, and that scent just wrap you up? And that syrupy sweetness just drizzle down your brain. I know I feel like so much better without all those thoughts in my head. That's nice, sweet, ditzy, and dumb sometimes, isn't it? Back and and forth and back and forth the lipstick goes before your eyes, and now you know that your mind is gone further still, emptiness encompassing you, brain gone until you just crystallize into a sugary, solid, frozen, blank, ditzy, empty thing as she brushes the lipstick carefully and closer until it just touches the lips, and then she gently reaches up, opening your mouth into that classic O for applying lipstick. Careful, careful, careful. She moves to apply it around your lips ever so carefully until you have pink just like hers. And as she goes to reapply to herself, you can feel the crackling pink sizzling electric pleasure coursing through your lips, searing away any intelligence left behind your dull glassy eyes. It's as though the pink kiss that you now wear has broken apart everything inside. You just smile dumbly without thinking as you wait for whatever will come next. Your mind full of simple things of sugar and pink. So empty, it's hard to think. It's as though your mind crystallized into the very candy that was inside this lipstick. You don't think, you just sink. You just smile blissfully, blankly, into the empty nothingness in front of you. Vapid little thing that you've become. Words whispered by her into your head. Simple truths about being blank and pink instead. Thoughtless and mindless is better when you're in bed. You don't need to have anything inside your head, just air, mindless little dits that you've become. No more thinking, silly one. You smile and giggle softly. Everything feels so good. You want to kiss again, but you haven't been let loose from this place of broken, crystallized pleasure. And it grows and it grows the more that you don't know, the more that you can't understand. Nothing matters. Being confused and mindless is so much better. And then again, you're drawn into the session of making out, hands sliding down to fondle that which is in front of you, to touch her chest, to feel her soft, supple skin. The two of you lost kiss after kiss, thoughts broken apart this and that way. You're just a pink sugar toy, a mindless ditz drawn down into endless bliss. And the two of you are lost in this, lost as you kiss. And that pink, pink, pink flares up until the world is pink, until the pink that is magenta and fuchsia and pink and so powerful that it pushes out all the thoughts in your head. Empty pink instead. Empty pink instead. Empty pink in your head. Feels so good to be blissful and blank and pink and ditzy. Drift in the sugary surprise of this truth. You've earned being so mindless and pink instead. And as you do, let yourself be pulled by that gentle, pink, syrupy draw back into the dreamscape, knowing that you can take as little or as much as you want from this. It can be a memory or something to engage in a safe, comfortable environment, at a time of your choosing, in a place of your choosing, in a way that you enjoy it, only as long as you enjoy it. That's the power you have, the agency that I will affirm. And I am happy to firmly guide you back to the world of the waking for now, knowing that you can leave everything to be just a memory, just a possibility, or that you can revisit it at your earliest convenience. Now drift gently back, slowly, steadily, wonderfully, perfectly. Thank you. That's it. Good. Let your mind and body become one once more. Let the world around you begin to be. Stretch. Wake yourself up a little. Breathe deep. Look around. Ground yourself. Back where you were before. Thank you so very much for listening. I always enjoy getting to melt minds, and I can only do it because of the support of my wonderful patrons. as without them, none of this would be possible. And if you did happen to enjoy this, please do consider supporting me, as you'll gain early access to all my files for a very small fee. And of course, if you want to go a little higher and above and beyond, I do offer the ability to influence which files I make to my higher tiered patrons. Thank you so very much again, and have a great rest of your day.